Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. Doug Barry is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Doug is Director of Marketing Communications for the U.S. Commercial Services Division of the Department of Commerce. And Doug is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's our exporting expert. And he's here to talk to us about how you and I can start and grow a small business exporting plan. Doug, welcome back.
Thanks a lot, Jim. Good morning, everybody.
It's good to have you back, as always, old friend. Doug, my audience knows that as long as I've been drawing breath on this show, I've been encouraging them to get started, get with the process of learning how to export. Even if you you may never do it, but what I want them to do, Doug, is I want them to learn what it takes to be an exporter. And then maybe they say, okay, I know what it takes. I don't want to do it. If that's what happens, I'm okay with that. But I don't want small business owners to go through their lives and say, and not do it because they don't know how. Because as I've said before, Doug, I actually have friends who started exporting years ago, maybe 20, 25 years ago, teeny tiny little opportunities that came up that grew to a point where there was one company that literally, if they hadn't been exporting, they would have lost their company because the local market let them down. The local market went in the tank, and their exporting literally saved their bacon.
Yes, I think you're right, and I think that small companies that do export are finding that quickly the earnings from those exports soon comprise a big and important share of their total earnings, sometimes 60-70%.
And when you overlay, when you add up all the services that are available, all the assistance from prospecting to product, to prospect development, to the financial part between you, your organization, and Ex-Im Bank and people like that, there's almost no reason. You can't have an objection other than the fact that maybe you just don't sell things that can be exported. I mean, if you're the local delicatessen, maybe your meatloaf won't transfer very far, very well across the Atlantic, but maybe one of your special sauces would.
Sure, and here's an example. I was just speaking the other day to a company. They called from Hawaii. Now, you might not think that there's a lot to export from Hawaii, sugar cane, pineapple,
yeah,
and so forth. But this small company on the Big Island has a business where they import Indonesian sarongs, and they add a belt or something to them.
I love those, Doug. I have two or three.
Yeah, and you look great in them.
I do, thanks.
You went on a little bit of a diet after the holidays, and, you're looking good. And sarongs, of course, are worn by men in Indonesia, but the women like them a lot because they're beautiful and colorful. And so this company created a website, and I think it's called blackpearldesigns.com, and they sell those sarongs all over the world. And they constitute now, that is, their international sales.
And these are authentic sarongs, too.
They're authentic sarongs.
These are not knockoffs.
And in addition to that, they created a website, of course, and it's all web-based. They have no retail operation at all. And then they found some local Hawaiian musicians who did their CDs, and so they're selling those now, and they have various body oils that are made locally. So they have a product line. And when they called me the other day, they were having trouble getting order through the Czech Republic in the Europe, and this was their first sale ever to the Czech Republic. And who would know that there's people in the Czech Republic who want to wear sarongs, even in this time of year. So they were able to, I was able to help them. They needed a certificate of origin, and I was able to explain what that was, and they got it through. They were shipping by the Postal Service folks because it's...
And then were these individual orders, or was it a bulk shipment?
They're both. In this case, it was a retail operation somewhere in the Czech Republic.
Right.
And the total was about $1,500.
Huh.
So that's a nice order.
Yep.
And that order will not show up on the U.S. Statistical database. So that company does not count as one of the 265,000 that exported last
year. Really?
And, Jim, there are a lot of those companies, hundreds of them, and there could be tens of thousands of them successfully exporting, and we'll tell you how to do it.
Exactly. Hold on to that thought, folks. We're going to be right back with our good buddy Doug Berry. He's with the U.S. Commercial Services Division of the Department of Commerce. 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. My blog is there. My knowledge base, askjim.biz, is there. You can read articles. You can listen to interviews of past visits that I've had with our Brain Trust members, 1,500 plus of the smartest and the most experienced small business experts on the planet, largest community of small business experts anywhere. So check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Doug Berry is with us. He's our good friend and a longtime Brain Trust member as well. And he's with the U.S. Commercial Services Division of the Department of Commerce. We're talking about your export plan. And Doug, you were just about to tell us a little bit about how to set up an export plan. I just want folks to listen to what Doug has to say, and then go find the interview that I did recently with Fred Hochberg, the new president of XM Bank. Doug, he gave us some really interesting insights into how they can become a partner with you and the small business owner and the customer on both sides of the ocean, on both sides of the transaction, and pull all this together. There's an incredible amount of resources available.
That's right. And they have money to loan to small businesses to help finance their export shipments.
They'll even loan money to
the... The excuse that there's nobody out there to loan me money is not accurate.
They'll even loan the customer money, your customer money. They'll give the customer terms.
That's exactly right.
It's amazing.
And you know, Jim, you know what? We did some research earlier last year and found that the companies that are exporting now, and these are manufacturing companies, they have the most difficulty with conducting market research, developing a business plan that includes exporting, and marketing and selling their products overseas and finding buyers. Those are the four things that they had difficulty with. And they said if they could get help with those four things,
mm-hmm.
they would export even more.
Mm-hmm.
So you know about business plans.
Yep.
You have
yep.
a sponsor who has software that
yep.
does business plans.
Absolutely.
And you are an advocate of business planning.
Yes. Absolutely.
And yet most of the companies that we speak with, most of the exporters who say that they're having difficulties in these four areas, guess what they don't have?
They don't have a plan.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm not surprised. It happens that way. So, okay, let's talk about what we need to do. What are some of the steps?
Okay. Well, you know, before the break, I gave you the example of the web-based company
mm-hmm.
that's doing
mm-hmm.
business in, you know, there are four people, the husband and wife, and they now have added two employees because of the export sales, which are increasing even during a relatively bad domestic...
And Doug, pardon me, but, you know, folks, anytime you launch a website, you tell the world that you're ready to do business with them. And
exactly.
if somebody you could be pinged by somebody, and you may actually have to turn them down because you don't know how to do business in another place. I mean, be prepared for somebody to come to your website from anywhere. Go ahead, Doug.
That's right. And so, you know, when you're doing the checklist that is going to formulate your plan, say you're going to either launch a website this year or you're going to make the website that you have now more international friendly. And so here's your plan. First, do you take payment? If you don't, you better make sure that you do. You can accept a credit card or PayPal. Second, make sure that the website welcomes the international buyer in either text or you might have a couple of pages translated, as this site in Hawaii does. They translate into French, German, and Japanese, because they get a lot of Japanese buyers interested in the product.
Can I stop you for a second,
Doug? It doesn't cost a lot of money to do that. Find somebody at a local university or in your community who speaks these languages. Native proficiency is best, because you don't want to make any silly mistakes that'll make you look ridiculous without even knowing.
Doug, let me throw in one thing here on the credit card thing. Folks, some of the biggest customers that you could possibly want use credit cards. So don't think this is some little consumer type of thing. I mean, you could be a government could do business with you and use a credit card. That's one thing. And on the language thing, I know the language is a big deal, but I think we need to remember that English is the international language of business.
Right. And we're talking, you know, not a whole website in Japanese, but just a page or two of the important information that you want to get across.
Maybe welcome. Just a welcome page.
Just a welcome page would be great.
Yeah.
They'll figure out how to buy it.
Yep.
And then the other thing that you want to do is clearly communicate that the buyer is responsible for all of the duties and taxes that will be laid on when that item of yours crosses the border and goes to another country.
So if your price is $50, then they need to determine what it's going to cost to get it in FOB their dock. And they pay for whatever is on top of that $50.
Exactly. And if you want the landed cost of your item in any one of 100 countries, just call. Call me and my colleagues, 1-800-USA-TRADE, Monday through Friday, and we'll be happy to let you know exactly how much in duties and taxes it's going to cost your buyer. And then you put that on your website. Not the exact number. Just let them know that they'll have to pay.
Doug,
sure.
if a customer says, Jim, I want your sarongs, and I want 100 of them. I know that you're charging $100 a piece for them. What's it going to cost to get it FOB on my dock? I can say, okay, I'll get back with you within 24 hours, and I contact your organization, and you help me with that.
That's it. We can do that. 1-800-USA-TRADE is the number to call.
1-800-USA-TRADE, and also export.gov. is the website. Quick break. Right back. We're learning a lot here from our good friend Doug Barry. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Doug Barry is our guest. Doug is our good friend and Director of Marketing and Communication at the U.S. Commercial Services, which is part of the Department of Commerce. And Doug, export.gov, is that a good one?
That's a good one. And so, too, is, of course, the 1-800 number, 1-800-USA-TRADE. And don't forget our book, A Basic Guide to Exporting, where all this is included.
And that's available from the website and also from Amazon, right?
Also from Amazon. And, you know, Jim, we finished just before the break talking about the importance of understanding duties and taxes when you have a foreign shipment.
Mm-hmm.
And a big reason for making sure that the customer knows that they are responsible is when that good arrives at their store or at their home, you don't want them to look at the bill and say, hey, this is much more than I quoted on the website. What are these charges?
Right.
I'm not accepting this. And then, of course, it has to go back to you.
And if they've never imported anything, they might not. They won't know probably about all of the stuff that gets added on through their own country.
That's right. And then the other thing you want to know with your website is to make sure that it is high on the search engines.
Yep.
And there are a number of ways you can do this. Google has a whole toolbox for web operators who want to make sure that their URL is at the top of the list.
The search engine optimization, SEO.
Exactly. They'll help you do that. And you might also want to think about an online ad. The company
right.
in Hawaii, a small company, did ads, and they found that the number of orders increased substantially, and you only pay for these ads if somebody clicks on it.
Right.
But the technology is truly amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that expensive, and that's part of your plan. I'm going to experiment with a little bit of web advertising this year and see what happens.
Have you had anyone to identify a country that would be a good prospect? You think the people who live there would be a prospect for your goods, and actually advertise in those countries? Have anybody do that yet?
Yes, we've had a little bit. We've seen a little bit of that, but as I mentioned earlier, most companies are passive. That is, our research has indicated that more than 30% of the businesses that we sampled, and these are businesses that consider themselves reasonably successful exporters,
right?
They don't do anything.
Yeah,
they don't do anything to promote the business.
Wow,
none. They sit back passively and wait for the orders to come in. So you can imagine what would happen
if somebody
they got a little bit aggressive,
right?
And that's a plan. How do you become aggressive? Well,
a little entrepreneurial. Well, Doug, let me ask you a question. If I wanted to make sure that people across the country had access to whatever I sold, wouldn't one step be to let your people know that I've got stuff available? Because I mean, I know you guys are matching up buyers and sellers all the time.
Jim, you've just pitched me the biggest softball that I have seen so far today, and the answer is, from our very research that we conducted, the companies that consider themselves successful exporters, they have a tendency to work with the U.S. Department of Commerce more than those that are not successful.
Well, I just know that you've told us over the years that you know we contact you, and you say, okay, we actually have heard from somebody in Honduras or in Hungary, and they are interested in what you sell. And so somebody on one side or the other of the ocean has heard of somebody, and then when the dots kind of pop up on the screen, you connect them.
That's right. And, okay, you get an order from Honduras. So you're doing web stuff now, but next year or in the third quarter of this year, you might actually want to be a little bit more proactive and find a distributor in that country.
Mm-hmm.
We can help you find that distributor, Jim.
Yeah.
And then what happens, you're selling a lot more product into the country than just simply doing onesies and twosies via the website.
And
nothing
guess
wrong
what,
with that.
And guess what, folks? You never left your home. You never
right.
left your office. In fact, the Doug's group has video conferencing available so that you can see the people you're doing business with without actually having to go there.
You don't have to go there initially. That's absolutely correct.
It's always
people
a good idea to do that,
to
make the trip, but you don't have to go until it seems worthy. Folks, there's no longer any excuse for not exporting, and that's just all there is to it. Hey, Doug, give us that website one more time.
Yes, the website is export.gov.
And the phone number?
1-800-USA-TRADE, and remember the book,
yep.
A Basic Guide to Exporting.
Hey, Doug, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thanks so much.
Doug Barry, ladies and gentlemen, what a great resource he's been for us over the years and continues to be. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.